opening chapter of Capitalism, Socialism, and Democracy, Joseph Schumpeter discusses this man's divergent roles as both an economist and a sociologist. In one work, he wrote that so far, philosophers had merely defined the world, but that the point was to change it. In addition to writing the German Ideology and Theses on Feuerbach...
Marx?
Yeah.
Okay,
well... Marx. The founder of this movement saw the second coming of Christ during a solar eclipse. For 10 points each, I didn't know this movement founded by Will Baca.
What's the Russian thing?
Answer.
Minimalism.
Over here. Answer.
Classified.
What?
Coptics.
No, ghost dance. The ghost dance religion came to a violent end at this 1890 battle in which over 300 Lakota Sioux practitioners were slaughtered by the U.S. Army.
Wounded Knee?
Yeah. The Wounded Knee Massacre was prompted in part by the Native American reaction to the attempted arrest and subsequent death of Sitting Bull, who had earlier defeated George Custer at this battle.
Little Big Horn?
20.
Those dance, I get it now.
Yeah.
Movement, too.
Toss it, too. In a 2011 science paper produced by the HiRISE project, explained how, on Mars, these objects can become destabilized by the sublimation of dry ice. Like Yardangs and Loes, they are produced via Aeolian processes, which include saltation, surface creep, and...
Dunes?
Prompt.
Sand dunes?
Yeah,
nice.
Bonus. It insists women should remain silent in church, claims its author will put away childish things as a man, and seeks to define agape, often translated as love. For 10 points each, identify this work whose 13th verse claims we now see through a glass darkly. Answer. No answer over here?
No.
It's 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, like the other New Testament epistles, was written by this apostle who was imprisoned with Silas and changed his name on the road to Damascus.
Paul.
Paul's epistle to Philemon concerns one of these people named Onesimus. Their status during biblical times was altered every 49 years during the Jubilee.
A priest.
High priest.
Over here.
Oh, no, Samaritan.
A slave, 10 points.
Oh. I don't think I've read that one before.
This thinker's son, Polites, was slain in front of his eyes. This man was originally named Podarkes before being sold into slavery by Heracles and rescued by Hesione. This man's wife transformed into a rabid dog in her grief. This man's daughter,
Priam?
Yeah. Bonus.
Oh, yeah.
These beings owned a cap of invisibility called Tarnkappe, and they were bred from the dead corpse of Ymir. For 10 points each, name these diminutive beings in Norse myth, who include the sons of Ivaldi and are known for their smithing abilities.
Dwarves.
Yep. The dwarves forged this beautiful necklace for the goddess Freya.
Oh.
Answer?
Bifrost Part 2.
No, over here.
No.
This is Brisingamen. With his brothers Sindri, this dwarf created the boar Gilimbursti and the ring Draupnir, despite the harassment of Loki in the form of a gadfly. After winning his bet against Loki, this dwarf sewed the trickster's mouth shut.
Brock.
20 points. Sorry, who got that tussle?
He did. Oh my god. Oh, guys, here it goes.
Puzzle 4. Serving under the Earl of Essex with John Norreys, this man was responsible for massacring a large contingent of the MacDonald clan on Rathen Island, and he once executed an officer named Thomas Doughty. Early in his career, he returned home in defeat on the Judith after losing at San Juan de Alua, and he made his initial fortune after capturing a mule train during an attack on the city of Nombre de Dios. On a later campaign, he discovered New Albion and attacked Valparaiso before buying spices in the Malaccas. He also singed...
Magellan?
No. He also singed the King of Spain's beard in a 1587 raid on Cadiz. He began his most famous expedition on the Pelican, which was later renamed the Golden Hind. For 10 points, name a sea dog, the first Englishman to circumnavigate the globe.
Drake.
Yep. Bonus. Graham's Law states that the rate at which this process occurs through a small pore is inversely proportional to the square root of the molar mass of the particles undergoing it. For 10 points each, name this type of passive transport, the movement of particles from a region of higher concentration to one of lower concentration.
Graham's Law is a fusion, but that proves diffusion, so I don't know what this is.
Answer.
Diffusion.
Yeah. According to this law, the flux of particles undergoing diffusion is proportional to the concentration gradient of the two regions between which diffusion is occurring.
Law.
Yeah. The Goldman-Hodgkin-Katz equation is used to find electrodiffusion in the Nernst equation, which relates chemical potential to the log of this quantity. It is the general case of the equilibrium constant for reactions not necessarily at equilibrium. Answer.
I don't know.
Over here? Answer. Reaction quotient. So 20. Five. People in this work claim twice that the ear tastes arguments like the palate tastes food. The subject of a 35-volume commentary by St. Gregory, the Moralia, its title figure gives a speech that mentions a mysterious pit four times, and elsewhere in this text he originates the phrase by the skin of my teeth. Another speech references the first of God's creations, the river-drinking behemoth, and asks if a fish hook can lift Leviathan. Set in the land...
Revelation?
No. Set in the land of Uz, this book features Elihu's speech after Eliphaz. Bildad and Zophar visit a man stricken by disease after a house collapsed on his seven sons and three daughters. For 10 points, it was a poetic, biblical book in which Satan asked God to test the total wealthy man's piety with suffering.
The camera.
It's Job 2.
Yeah.
Tusk 6. Examples of these entities, like gelatin and lipid bilayers, are sometimes described as meso, much as are examples such as the smectic and pneumatic. Transitions between these entities may include spinodal decompositions and are classified by Ehrenfest. The number of these entities coexisting in equilibrium is set equal to 2 plus the number of components minus the number of degrees of freedom in a rule of
phases.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bonus. King lost an election to Jorge Alessandri before finally creating a winning coalition with Popular Unity in the 1970 election. For 10 points each, identify the South American leader who drew the ire of the U.S. when he nationalized the copper industry, leading to his ouster that was possibly backed by Henry Kissinger.
Allende.
Salvador Allende was replaced by Augusto Pinochet as ruler of this nation in 1973.
Chile.
One of the justifications for the coup against Allende was that his government was smuggling in weapons from Cuba. During the same time period, Cuba was also supporting the MPLA against the FLNA and UNITA in this war-torn Portuguese-speaking country. Answer, over here.
Democratic Republic of Congo.
Angola, 20. Toss-up 7. The protagonist of this novel invokes a god by saying, "Tixo, Tixo, forsake me not." That protagonist meets a woman pregnant with his son's child when he visits Shantytown in this novel, which opens with a description of a lovely road to Ixapo. Characters who help the protagonist include the landlady, Mrs. Litheby, and the priest, Theophilus, Miss Imangu.
Cries love your country.
Yeah,
love you,
bonus. In this inset narrative, set within 8 concentric spheres of different colors presided over by the 3 fates, Orpheus chooses reincarnation for himself as a swan and for Ajax as a lion. For 10 points each, name in this tale whose namesake man revived after being dead. According to it, each person chooses their next life based on their personality and level of individual justice in the present life.
No. Reincarnation of Greece.
Over here. Answer?
Lazarus.
The myth of Ur. Socrates relates to the myth of Ur in book 10 of this work, in which analogies for the theory of forms include an allegorical cave, and the nature of justice in the soul is examined by analogy of a perfect city.
Republic.
And in that same work, Plato argues for the creation of this class of people who have the power to set the rules for the rest of society without limit because of their wisdom.
Philosopher kings?
Yep, 25.
Doesn't
he?
Yes.
One memoir recounting this period was written by the author of The Red Carnation, poet and school teacher Louise Michel. Several people who appeared in a photograph with a fallen statue by the destroyed Vendome column during this period were later tracked down. Many others involved in this event were executed at the wall of the Federalists, and thousands were imprisoned on the island of New Caledonia. It attempted to exchange several of its prisoners for Louis Auguste Blanqui, and after actions like the seizure of cannons on the Battle of Montmartre and the burning of Hotel de Ville, the Bloody Week led to its defeat by Adolphe Thiers' opposition. But it was the same as 1871 Marxist uprising that briefly took over the capital of the newly formed French Third Republic.
Vendée?
No.
Bloody Sunday.
That's a Paris Commune.
Oh.
Task 9. This man that states that morality has a foothold in the universe in his essay The Moral Philosopher and the Moral Life, which appears in a collection with an essay using the example of having faith in crossing a ledge. This man casts aside the notion of a succession of ideas in favor of a stream of consciousness, in addition to arguing that the focus of spirituality should lie in what he termed religious genius. Another of his works contrasts the religion of healthy-mindedness with the sick soul. The most famous work by this author of The Will to Believe suggests that one ought to value the truth only so much as it is useful. For 10 points, identify this author of the varieties of religious experience and pragmatism.
James.
Prompt.
William.
Yeah. Close. In this novel, David Lurie is fired from his professorship after he begins a sexual relationship with a student. For 10 points each, name this novel in which Lurie's daughter Lucy is brutally raped at her farm. Answer.
Goodbye, Columbus.
Over here. Answer?
Green Grove.
Disgrace. Disgrace is by this South African Nobel laureate, author of Waiting for the Barbarians, The Life and Times of Michael Hay, and Elizabeth Costello.
Coetzee.
This novel by Coetzee is about Fyodor Dostoevsky. This novel, mostly based off of At Tikhon's chapter of The Demons, also features Sergei Nekayev.
I don't remember. No.
Over here. Answer?
No.
The Master of Petersburg. So 10 on both.
Great.
Toss of 10. This instrument plays the opening theme of Roy Harris's Third Symphony and the fifth of Hector Villalobos' Bacchanas Brasileiras is written for soprano in 8 of these. Tchaikovsky wrote a set of Rococo variations for this instrument, which represents the title knight in Richard Strauss's Don Quixote. 20th century masters of this instrument included Janos Starker. It is the solo instrument in Max Bruch's Kol Nidre.
The clarinet?
No. A B minor concerto for this instrument dedicated to Hannes Wiehan was written by Antonin Dvorak. J.S. Bach's 6 suites for this instrument were recorded by Pablo Casals. That was in a stringed instrument played by Mstislav Rostropovich and Yo-Yo Ma, whose range lies between those of the viola and double bass. Yeah. This man painted parkways, a series of urban landscapes. For 10 points each, name this abstract expressionist who did a series of 6 paintings of the title figure from the knees up with wide features and prominent breasts, his women series.
De Kooning.
This artist once erased a drawing by de Kooning and put the results on display. He's more famous for works like Canyon that mixed painting, collage, and sculptures, his combines.
No.
Over here.
Calder.
This is Rauschenberg. Rauschenberg and de Kooning were contemporaries of this American action painter, derisively known as the Dripper, thanks to his characteristic works like Lavender Mist. Yeah, 20. So it's 60 to 170 and a half. Toss-up. In Oceania, oceanography, the proportionality coefficient in this law is denoted alpha and equals 22,400 times this law's namesake constant, while in medicine, the proportionality constant is denoted beta and is equal to 1 over the law's namesake constant. That constant is the limit as the mole fraction goes to 0 of the fugacity divided by the mole fraction. The
ideal gas law.
No. The Van't Hoff extrapolation predicts that constant's value at a different temperature using the enthalpy of solution. This law does not apply to liquid-liquid extraction, in which Raoult's law is more accurate, but a Poisson's law stating that the concentration of gas dissolved in a liquid is...
Henry's law.
Yep. Bonus. Identify the following about daily life in ancient Greece for 10 points each. Men of leisure were typically seen discussing topics of interest in this outdoor public assembly, essentially the Greek equivalent of the forum. Markets also took place in this location.
Agora.
Yeah. A typical day for an ancient Athenian may have involved partaking in one of these following athletic activities at a gymnasium. Unlike until the late 5th century BCE, steam was not used in them, unlike the later Roman fashion. Yeah. The ancient Greeks often decorated these objects in the black or red figure style.
Bases.
Yeah, sure. Three. Puzzle 12. The epilogue to this play reveals that one character outgrew the pompousness of Large Lady Lane by reading the novels of H.G. Wells. This play opens during a torrential downpour in Covent Garden, where the note taker is suspected of being a policeman. Mm.
Pygmalion.
Power.
Oh.
Bonus. Synthesis of this biomolecule involves the condensation of three molecules of acetyl coenzyme A and then reduction to mevalonate. For 10 points each, name this steroid whose synthesis in the liver can be inhibited by statins. Answer.
No answer.
Over here.
Bile.
Cholesterol. Molecules of cholesterol are integrated into this structure to help regulate its fluidity. This structure is a phospholipid bilayer that defines and protects the cell.
Cell membrane.
Yeah. Phospholipids form an effective bilayer because they have this property, meaning that one end of the molecule is hydrophobic and the other is hydrophilic.
Dipole.
Over here.
Polar.
Answer.
Empathetic.
Oh, okay.
20 points.
Oh,
okay. Got your dipole. Yeah.
Plus 13. At a state 40 kilometers southwest of this city, at a site 40 kilometers southwest of this city, Johan Gunnar Andersen made his most famous discovery in the caves of Chicken Bone Hill. Natives of this city were expelled from the legation quarter after a rebellion was put down by the Eight Nation Alliance. Students in this city criticized the concessions made at the Treaty of Versailles in the May 4th demonstrations. Its summer palace was constructed by the Jurchens, who called it Zongdu, while it was later called Dadu as capital of the Yuan Empire. This city is at one end of a waterway whose other terminus is Hangzhou. That waterway is the Grand Canal. The former capital of the Manchu Dynasty, for 10 points, named this home to the Forbidden City, the capital of China.
Beijing.
Yeah. Bonus. Answer these questions about unstable governments in West Africa for 10 points each. Alpha Conde won a 2010 election in this West African country to take power from a military faction that pulled off a 2008 coup in its capital city of Conakry. Answer?
Guinea.
Yeah. Umaru Yar Adua died in May 2010, allowing acting president Goodluck Jonathan to formalize his... Muhammad Ould Abdel Aziz led a military coup in this country in 2008, then resigned from the military to run for president in 2009. Surprisingly, he won.
Mauritanian.
30. Toss of 14. Pools of industrial waste line the banks of this river in Almazito, and a sludge from aluminum plant spill in Ajka is responsible reached this river in October 2010. In 2000, two tributaries of
Danube
Power. Bonus. One man's use of this instrument on its Sing 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 gained him fame, while another had an epic 5-minute solo on the track The Monster. For 10 points each, famous instrument whose jazz practitioners included Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
the trumpet? Trumpet?
Over here?
Drums.
Yeah. Proof of work on Sing 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 came as a member of the orchestra of this clarinetist, the so-called King of Swing. He also worked with Charlie Christian and Jess Stacy.
Benny Goodman.
Yeah. Early in his career, this saxophonist nicknamed Yardbird played swing. He's best known for songs like Coco, Billy's Bounce, and Ornithology.
Coltrane?
Over here.
Parker.
Yeah. 20 on steel trombones.
Yeah, I know, but
it
didn't sound right.
That was a good test. Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
So it can't hurt.
Exactly.
Toss 15. This artist created a torso of a man with his belly out and the stubs of his limbs splayed in a work depicting Marseilles, similar to his full body, The Falling Man. One of this man's sculptures shows three nude men with their heads bent together and their left arms lengthily outstretched together with their hands meeting. This artist of the Three Shades also created...
Rodin.
Yeah, I don't know. Bonus. This play opens following a prologue delivered by a bookkeeper as three men plot to win Dame Purecraft from Zeal of the Left Hand Busy for 10 points each. Name this play featuring Little Wit, Quarrelous, and Wooden Wife, which ends when Justice Overdo's wife vomits and he forgives everyone for their enormities.
His wife vomits. The God of Carnage.
Over here. Answer. Bartholomew Fair. In this other work by the author of Bartholomew Fair, Face Subtle and the prostitute Dole Common deceive Sir Epicure Memnon into thinking they possess the Philosopher's Stone.
J.K. Rowling.
Answer.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Over here.
Stone, guys.
That was The Alchemist. This 16th century British playwright wrote Every Man in His Humor and The Alchemist in addition to Bull Pony.
No.
Answer.
Melton.
Okay. Yeah,
Thomas. Points.
Milton's right. Right.
Harry Potter.
One story in this work tells of a girl who plants her lover's head in a pot of basil after her three brothers kill him. This work inspired a similar French one by Marguerite de Navarre. In the first story from this work, a wicked notary pretends to be a virgin while giving his last confession to a friar and is revered as a saint after dying. In the final story of this work, a young nobleman pretends to kill both of his children and take a new bride in order to test his wife, the patient Griselda. In this work's frame tale, a group of youths, including the author's muse Fiametta, take refuge from the bubonic plague.
The Decameron.
Yep. Bonus. The Battle of Kazan took place during this rebellion. For 10 points each, an infamous rebellion whose namesake claimed to be Peter III.
No answer.
Over here.
Pugachev's
Rebellion. Pugachev's Rebellion took place during the reign of this Russian Tsar. This wife of the actual Peter III formed the first League of Armed Neutrality and sponsored intellectuals like Voltaire.
Catherine the Great.
This general was one of Catherine's many lovers. He lends his name to some artificial villages created along the Dnieper River and to a ship whose crew notably mutinied in 1905.
The Warlock.
Over here.
Great League, was that again?
Yeah. So, Town of Steel and Stone Close.
Toss it. We're going to get
Tossum 17. One section of this organ is connected to the diaphragm by the ligament of Treitz, and the failure of this organ's omphalomocenteric duct to close after birth causes Meckel's diverticulitis. Brunner's glands secrete...
The heart?
No. Brunner's glands secrete alkaline fluid to it. This organ contains clumps of lymphoid tissue called Peyer's patches, and the liver and pancreas drain into it through the sphincter of Bode. Enzymes are secreted in its crypts of Lieberkuhn, and mucosal secretions facilitate peristalsis in this organ, whose surface area is increased by finger-like projections called villi. Then, what's in this organ of the digestive system, the site of nutrient absorption?
Small intestine.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bonus. George Cantor proposed two cardinalities for this concept, one called aleph null for sets that can be put into one-to-one correspondence with the natural numbers, and another called aleph one for sets that cannot. For 10 points each, name this concept conceptual value ascribed to the secant of pi over 2 and the cosecant of 0, which is greater than all other values.
Infinite. Infinity.
Yeah. This hypothesis, unprovable with or without the axiom of choice, literally drove Cantor insane. It states that Aleph 1 is the cardinality of real numbers, the power set 2 to the Aleph null equals Aleph 1, and that no set has cardinality between Aleph null and Aleph 1. Answer. Over here. Answer. Continuum hypothesis. Cantor used an argument with this name to show the existence of uncountably infinite sets. In a matrix of this type, all entries are zero unless the row number equals the column number for the entry.
Oh, I like it.
Answer.
Triangular.
Over here.
Identity.
Diagonal. Toss up 18.
Yes, 240 to 230.
Toss up 18. Workers in a sit-down strike in this state were assisted by the Women's Emergency Brigade and were not harassed by Governor Frank Murphy. Its largest city was the site of the 12th Street Riot. A system giving extra admission points to racial minorities was ruled unconstitutional, although affirmative action itself was not banned in Supreme Court cases appealed from this state named Gratz and Grutter v. Bollinger. A president who had earlier been a congressman from this state ordered an operation to rescue the crew of the Mayaguez and controversially pardoned his predecessor, Richard Nixon.
Michigan.
Yeah. Bonus. Name these medieval and Renaissance composers for 10 points each. This man apocryphally saved polyphonic music with his Pope Marcellus Mass. This choir master of the Capella Giola wrote over 100 masses.
Alistrina.
This Englishman composed a 40-part motet called Spem in Allium, and the third of his 9 psalm tunes for Archbishop Parker's Psalter was used as a theme for a countryman's work over 300 years later.
So,
over here. Answer.
I don't know.
Thomas Callas. This 12th century German woman known as the Sibyl of the Rhine composed the liturgical drama Ordo Virtutum on the struggle of anima, or the soul. Her many visions were probably the result of migraines.
No.
Over here.
Hildegard.
Yeah. 10 and 10.
Enjoy the music.
One more toss.
Yeah. Toss 19. This artist painted works like the Herring Net and West Point from a studio in Trout's Neck. An unconscious figure is rescued on a zip line in one work, and a solitary farmer holds a scythe in front of a sea of wheat in another. This artist of the lifeline and the veteran in a new field painted power. Bonus. At several points in this story, the central characters wonder why, in the name of the 7 mad gods, was I allowed to come this far. For 10 points each, name this story, which begins, "None of them knew the color of the sky."
No.
Over here.
Their eyes are watching God.
This is the Open Boat. This author of Maggie, a Girl in the Streets, and the Red Badge of Courage wrote the Open Boat.
Crane.
This other Crane story ends with Scratchy Wilson saddened that Sheriff Jack Potter can no longer chase him due to his recent marriage.
The Hotel.
Over here.
The monster.
Answer.
The monster.
The bridge comes to yellow sky. 10 points. Going into the final toss-up, it's 250 to 280. Toss 20. In one poem, this man recalls seeing a witch's broth of assorted characters of death and blight mixed ready to begin the morning rite. Another of this man's poems, titled after a line from Macbeth, sees a young child fatally injured when a saw leaped out at the boy's hand. This author of Out, Out in Design calls... Yep. Andrew Russ. Name these novels by Vladimir Nabokov for 10 points each. This novel follows the titled immigrant who finds happiness at a retreat called the Pines, but is ultimately fired by Dr. Hagen. Yep. In this novel, Hubbard pursues the titled Nymphet, whose real name is Dolores Hayes. This novel consists of a 999-line poem.
Hailfire.
Yep, 30. So final score is 320.